This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It is now that time of day this week where we get to speak with the editor-in-chief of the truthaboutguns.com, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman, Esquire. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good to hear.
Well, I did not realize that NASCAR was ever a friend of guns, to be honest with you. And I guess now they're publicly not a friend of guns now. Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I don't know what sort of relationship they had with them in the past. I know that there was at one point an Orange Henry rifle car.
Okay.
And I know that Henry, I think, is sponsoring a race this year. So I think they're okay with some guns. They just don't like the black, scary kind, apparently. So, yeah, as a lot of people have pointed, all they know how to do is turn left, and that's exactly what they've done here when it comes to sponsorships by AR makers and similar type companies.
Well, I mean, not too long ago, when was it? Daniel Defense wanted to sponsor the Super Bowl.
Yes, they did.
And they were shunned. I mean, that's some serious money, right? That's some serious money when you're trying to sponsor the Super Bowl. I would imagine that was some serious money sponsoring NASCAR, because NASCAR is big business.
Yeah, it's not as big a business as it used to be, but it's still pretty big business. Not as big as the Super Bowl. That's some prime real estate in terms of advertising.
Right.
I always wondered how serious Daniel was on that, because I think that they were good either way. If the NFL accepted their ad, great. I'm sure they would have come up with the cash to run. I think it was only like a 15-second commercial, maybe a 30-second commercial. But even better, if they didn't accept it, and I have a feeling that that was exactly what Daniel expected back then, the NFL would say, no, we don't think we're going to allow a gun company to advertise on the crown jewel of the NFL season. And that way Daniel could publicize that, which would get them lots of notice in the gun community and elsewhere. And in fact, that's exactly what happened.
Right. Now, NASCAR, as far as the sport is concerned, it's not like it used to be. I mean, there used to be some of those guys in NASCAR that they just switched jobs. They used to be running moonshine, and now they got to drive for a living and turn left all day. Nowadays, it's a different kind of athlete driving with these guys. So it's just this. I mean, as everything gets politicized, is it shocking that NASCAR got politicized?
No, I guess it's not. I guess to me, it's along the same lines as Walmart going against guns, because if you think of NASCAR's fan base, very blue collar, very southern, very rural, although it's got a much wider fan base than that, of course, but that's its traditional demographic. There's a lot of hardcore fans of firearms there. Much higher percentage, I'm sure, than the NFL or any other major sport. So by flipping off a couple of gun makers saying, no, we're transitioning away from firearms, that can't be a good look to a lot of their fans. I don't think it's going to play well. Just as I think that's going to be the case with Walmart. I mean, good gosh, Walmart started, you know, in Arkansas, spread from there. They may be the biggest retailer in the country now, but it still has a significant base of rural, smaller town clients outside of big cities, who are not going to be happy at the fact that they're moving away from guns and joining Moms Demand Action, you know, responsible firearm dealer network, whatever they call it.
The responsible, what is, how much more regulated can the firearm industry be to be in the,
yeah, I don't know.
In the responsible dealer network. What is that? Where you just don't sell guns? Well, you're being responsible because guns are bad. You can't be selling those to people now.
It's actually some sort of association of gun sellers. So it's not people who have gone away from guns. It's allegedly for gun sellers who do so responsibly. And Walmart is a charter member of that organization.
Okay.
Something that they didn't advertise to.
See, this is the thing about Walmart. Okay. This is the thing about Walmart. I was in the route business for 20 years. I delivered to many, many, many Walmarts. And in the beginning, when Walmart was just beginning to take hold, because Walmart really sort of has taken over the grocery business, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of vendors coming in to service the grocery side. Most of the other side is handled in-house.
Right.
And I used to see these signs over these docks that said ABS. And I just thought that was a Walmart thing. And then one day I was asking about this. Now, in every place you go and deliver to, you've got to show your empties and everything else so that they know you're not stealing anything, right?
Right.
Well, at Walmart, ABS stood for All Vendors Steal.
Really?
Yes. And they treat their customers. Huh?
They just went on that assumption that you were.
Well, to be sure, some of them did, of course.
I'm sure.
Statistically speaking.
I'm sure there's a percentage.
But at the same time, I would go in there sometimes with some of the stuff that I was selling, and like at one point I had these little I think Hostess made this little cake or something, and I would be picking up boxes, cases of these things that their employees would break into and steal and eat while they're stocking. And they're all on video. So they're all on video and everything else. And I've got this ABS sign over my head, and I'm like, and I've got to give you credit for this. And you can watch who stole this stuff last night. If you guys just rewind the tape, they'll be like, yeah, you do. And then when you couple that with the fact that when you go out the door, you've got to go through the receipt police. Well, I haven't been in a Walmart store since November of 2013, and the only reason I went then was because my microwave broke, and it was it was on Thanksgiving Day.
Wore you off of the Walmart experience. Huh?
Yeah, I don't go in there at all. I don't go in there at all. They get none of my money. I mean, if Walmart wants to play that game, every major company on the planet has to have a headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, leading up to.
I know.
So if they want to play that game, that's fine. Target gets my money. Target does stupid stuff too. So. As time goes on, maybe eventually I'll just become a, you know, 5-foot-wide hermit that orders everything online. We're about to go into the break. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where, well, lots and lots of things pop up on their radar, and then they publish them, and they put them and make them available to you so you know what's going on at any given moment as soon as they do. Truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. It appears that the moms demand attention don't play very well in flyover country now, do they?
Not always, no. Are you talking about Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oklahoma is about to become a constitutional carry state as of, I think, November 1st.
Right.
And, of course, the moms were doing everything they could to make sure that didn't happen, and they wanted to get a ballot measure approved to let the people of Oklahoma vote, and they, I'm sure they hope, vote it down with the help of millions of dollars funneled in by Michael Bloomberg and similarly like-minded billionaires.
It should have been a bad sign for them when the only mom they could get to stand up was a guy.
Yeah, they had a guy who was leading their campaign for this in their effort to collect enough signatures to get this measure on the ballot. I guess they couldn't find an actual mom in Oklahoma who would support that. Hard to believe, but they couldn't do it. In any case, they came up short. I can't remember how many they need. I think they need about 60,000 signatures, which is not a lot in a state of 4 or 5 million people, but they could manage that. They got about half that, and even those weren't vetted and authorized by the Secretary of State because they didn't even get close enough for him to do that. So it looks like Oklahoma will be one of the 16 constitutional carry states.
Yep.
As of November 1st. Thank
yep.
goodness. And hear, hear.
Now, in order for, and see, this is one thing, I think this is sort of a tell, and I'd like your reaction to this. They know that federal gun control is a real long reach now. It's a real long reach to try to get any federal gun control, despite what's going on out there. So they decided to take it to the states with ballot initiatives and all this other stuff. And in order for gun control to work the way they want it to work, though, they've got to get all the states to go along, and that's just not going to happen, is it?
No, most people seem to think that's not going to happen. Despite what you're hearing coming out of Washington, it depends on what you mean. This is strictly my opinion with no inside information at all.
Right.
I think if anything happens at all, it'll be a background check bill, which I think would be horrendous.
Well, I think they would. Isn't it, the way Trump's sort of leading it, where he's saying, well, we already have strong background checks, but we've got to make them strong. Isn't that sort of, they never fixed NICS. I mean, what's the percentage
of... They had the Fix-Nix bill go through, which incentivizes more local jurisdictions and agencies to forward information to the NIC system. This after a number of failures, like
yeah.
the Sutherland Spring shooter and the
Charleston
shooter,
yeah.
all kinds of people who shouldn't have been able to get a gun but passed their background check anyway.
But that's also a tell there, too, isn't it? Because they're trying to incentivize it. If it's a federal law, shouldn't they be demanding it? Or can they not demand it? I mean,
I suppose they can. The government being what it is, you know, they're slow. They are inefficient. They screw up. They don't send the right file. They don't send a file at all. It gets stuffed into somebody's drawer. It gets deleted off somebody's computer. I don't know how
right.
it happens in all the various locations and jurisdictions around the country. I don't know who, if you're, let's say you in a local court in the city of Indianapolis, you are convicted of domestic violence. That should technically, I guess, disqualify you from buying a firearm if it's a felony.
Would it depend on how they classify that crime? I guess that's what
it comes down to. It probably does from different jurisdiction. And then the question is, who's responsible for reporting that to NICS? Is that
right.
a city function? Is there, does the state of Indiana aggregate all that data and report it themselves? I'm sure that that differs from state to state. You know, you've got all these different structures and all these different locations, and it's a mess. And so in government being what it is, it just doesn't happen all the time.
But the thing that I don't think they quite get, though, sometimes, since they set the precedent, not legal, but it's a precedent, by declaring we're a sanctuary city and we're not going to comply with federal laws because we think they're mean.
Right.
That sort of sets up a whole, like I've got an affiliate in Needles, California, which is a Second Amendment sanctuary city in California.
Right.
And I'm very anxious to see how that plays as far as that goes. But, you know, this idea that it's all going to be one-sided is very, it's very delusional to think, well, they're not going to take our rules and apply them to us. And that's their problem, because that's what's going to end up happening, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's true. And even if somehow you got some sort of assault weapons ban with mandatory buyback passed, and that's just a huge lift, and I don't think that's going to happen at all. But let's say you did. You've got all kinds of jurisdictions in this country which will not cooperate one bit with that law.
Well, it's not even working in New Zealand.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, yeah, you don't even have 10% compliance there. These kinds of laws have never been complied with here.
New York.
Registration. Yep. Look at California registration.
Yeah.
None of those have gotten anywhere close to 10% compliance. People in this country raise the middle finger to government when it comes to their guns, and they will not comply with these laws. It does, even in the most gun-controlled states in the nation.
So did Shannon Squeaky get up there and start crying over Oklahoma when they failed? Whatever happened to her? Where has Shannon been? I haven't seen her in a while.
I don't know. She's blocked us on Twitter years ago, so I've got to use one of my dummy accounts to go in and check on her tweets. So I don't know if she said anything at all regarding Oklahoma specifically. But yeah, I've not heard much from her lately.
Maybe they blame the NRA. Everybody else does.
Probably.
Dan's handiwork shows up every day, daily, every few minutes or so at thetruthaboutguns.com. There you can stay kept in the loop. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are securing the border like it hasn't been before, and it's moving rapidly right now. It's moving very rapidly.
President Trump, when asked about the southern border while chatting with reporters outside the White House, the president says that Democrats must work with him to reform the immigration system.
We'd have total protection if the Democrats would get rid of the loopholes, which are there. They could do it in, as I say, 15 minutes.
The president in North Carolina for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. 18 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks left thousands of Americans dead, the Senate Homeland Security Committee is taking a look at the new threats facing Americans. Committee Chair, Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson, lays out the goals at the top.
to look back and assess what has transpired since that awful day, what has and what has not been effective, and maybe most important, what has changed.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, editor-in-chief at the truthaboutguns.com. Mr. Bach caught something from Slate that you guys published today. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's not a big fan of open carrying long guns.
Okay. And you live in Texas where it's legal.
I live in Texas where it is legal. Yep. He lives in Illinois where it is not. A lot of people aren't fans of walking into a movie theater, a grocery store, a coffee shop, and seeing somebody with a slung AR or something like that. And with Walmart and now a number of other big-name retailers like Walgreens, CVS, and people like that, Kroger, asking their customers not to open carry in their stores. Mr. Bach has pointed out that he thinks that open carrying long guns has contributed to that. And Slate, no fan of firearm rights, they said that the open carrier who 5 days after the El Paso massacre, walked into a Springfield, Missouri Walmart in full tactical gear with a slung AR pistol and a pistol on his load-bearing equipment. They said he was one of the best gun control advocates they could ever have asked for. It's kind of hard to argue against that. He didn't help anybody's cause, I don't think. I don't think he helped the cause of gun rights by doing what he did when he did. Was it perfectly legal? Absolutely. Missouri is a constitutional carry state. Perfectly legal to do what he did, but he had to know what he did and when he did it was inflammatory and was going to cause a lot of problems. And as we wrote at the time, he's lucky he got out of there alive, given the police response. So,
yeah, I'm in the video. He's got quite a few guys rolling up on him. He's got one guy with an AR on him. His was like a 9mm, I guess, from looking at it.
I don't know what he was carrying. I don't know if it was a 9mm AR pistol, with a brace. It was a braced AR pistol of some kind. I don't know the caliber.
Well, I'm of two minds about this. Now, when Texas was trying to make their point about open carry, when they were trying to get open carry, and they were carrying the only gun they were legally allowed to open carry, which was a long gun, none of those guys tacked up that I saw, except maybe some guys that went into a Golden Corral, which for some reason they tacked up to go into that.
Right.
And I, you know, for me and you, we look at a handgun as a temporary measure. If we're going to be in a real gunfight, we're probably using the handgun to get to the real gun, which is the long gun, which is a pitched battle if you have to go to a long gun. And if not, if it's just a self-defense thing, then a handgun will do. But, you know, it's almost like he went out. And I know that it's legal in Missouri to do it, and I know a right not used is a right easily lost. And I get all that stuff. But when you go out there and you do, it's like he wore the same costume that the El Paso shooter was wearing.
Yeah. In fact, I think he was more tacked out than the El Paso shooter was. I saw the video of the security video of the El Paso shooter, and
right.
That guy was just wearing some, I don't know, 5.11s and a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, it was. He clearly knew what he was doing. You know, in the immediate aftermath, he said this was some sort of social experiment. Yeah, whatever. He knew what he was doing. He knew it was going to cause an uproar, and an uproar he did cause.
And, I mean, like, even among some of the people that people would think would be the most extreme. You know, I've taken James Jaeger's fighting pistol class. And he does this little 2-hour presentation on video that that you have to sit there and watch. And the overriding thing in that is that you need to be aware enough to where you don't ever have to shoot anybody.
Yeah, that's got to always be the last resort.
And, you know, he's like, I don't care if they're coming for my car keys. I don't care if they want all my money. I don't care if they want my clothes. As long as they're not threatening my life, they're going to get it, and I'm not going to engage them. Now, if they come in and that's all they got on their mind, I'm going to kill them because I have no choice. But I'm not shooting them is not the first thing I want to do. First thing I want to do is get away from them.
That should be the first thought in any responsible gun owner's mind in a situation like that.
So, and James, in Tennessee, the other thing about Tennessee is in Tennessee you get a permit to carry. So you can carry open or concealed, and Tactical Response recommends concealed.
So, I couldn't agree more.
So when Jaeger, who everybody thinks is the most extreme animal on the planet when it comes to gun rights and carrying guns and everything else, when he's actually telling you that, well, that's, you know, I'd probably go with that. This guy, on the other hand, he was more tacked up. The guys at Tactical Response would come in, and some of them would be carrying rifles and everything because they could. But they'd just be wearing a rifle and a polo shirt.
Yeah. You spook the horses a lot less if you dress like a normal guy out doing Saturday errand.
I just happen to have a rifle with me.
In full tactical gear.
Yeah.
you know, with morale patches and a boonie hat and the whole thing, trying to look like you just got out of the sandbox. That tends to spook people even more so. Same gun, all things being equal. You know, one is going to scare people more than others. Some
that
people love to do that.
That guy, that kid, he's probably lucky he didn't run up across some concealed carrier, because if I'm there, and this has just happened in El Paso, and somebody's coming into the Walmart like that, well, that might not work out too good for him.
Well, again, he never pointed a gun at anybody, and as Bach said, you know, if I see somebody like that in a Walmart, walk into a Walmart, I'm going the other way. I'm, you know, do everything I can to get out of there. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a gun owner and a concealed carry and you're smart, you're going to do the same thing. You don't want to challenge the guy. Because all this guy did apparently was grab a cart, walk around, and start filming himself on his phone. Until the police rolled up, of course, and then he found himself with his hands over his head and cuffs on.
Those YouTube vloggers, I swear to God.
Yeah, so, anyway.
All right, we're coming up on the next break. I just, you know, I've seen the video. I saw the video again on your website. Kid's lucky he's still around to talk.
I agree.
And Slate, well, I mean, they're Slate. I look at Slate Magazine, and I just think about Charlie Hebdo for some stupid reason. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Dan is the editor-in-chief at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman, Dan and I had dinner in Indianapolis one night with quite the band of drunk pirates. We didn't get to really talk there, but we were there in the middle of the turmoil that was the Indianapolis NRA AM for that particular period. So they've decided to replace the ILA general counsel with sort of a Josh Powell clone.
they hired the NRA ILA, which is their lobbying arm, which was formerly run by Chris Cox and had a very good reputation in terms of rectitude and effectiveness. But their number two man, their executive vice president and general counsel was fired, or actually quit, after Chris Cox was jumped as being part of the coup against Wayne LaPierre, allegedly.
Yeah.
The EVP and general counsel, a guy named Lehman, quit. This is a very bad time to be without leadership at your primary lobbying arm going into an electoral cycle. Well, they've replaced the general counsel and EVP, and they made a pretty interesting choice, because rather than getting somebody who has political experience, they picked somebody from the video game industry. Now, that's interesting because one of the boogeymen, depending on how you look at it, that Wayne LaPierre has blamed in the past for mass shootings and criminality is violent video games.
That's right.
Now, whether you believe that or not, the NRA has taken that position. So they took somebody from that industry. But beyond that, they didn't pick somebody who's clean. They picked somebody who's apparently in some sort of dispute with one of his former employers, a company called Gearbox, about using company credit cards for private purchases. Does that sound familiar at all, Wayne? Well, if you're going to get somebody to be in this position, of all positions, number one, the number one qualification has to be the guy has to know his way around Washington and know politics and hopefully be connected in that area. Number two, you want somebody who doesn't carry all that negative baggage. Who knows, it could come back and blow him up again. Like you said, it's like another Josh Powell.
Yeah.
Another guy with a sketchy, questionable background that's no doubt can only come back to haunt them down the road. So it just makes you wonder who's making these insane decisions at the NRA these days.
Well, I mean, at any given moment, Wayne LaPierre could be the hero that he's sees himself to be. If that's not the motivation to staying there, then that just means he's just extremely corrupt, just so corrupt he's corrupt in the face of the truth, which is very, most of the time those guys run for the hills and he's just sitting there just taking it all. And just a simple gesture, for the good of the organization, I quit. And his legacy is cemented. Everything is forgotten. Wayne did. He took it for the team. And everybody would do that. And instead, it seems like instead of doing that, they're just too busy being like, well, you know what? How's this one in your face? Double down, double down, double down.
You would think. Again, he could have gone out like a hero after the 2016 election, having prevented President Hillary Clinton and the Supreme Court justices she would have appointed, and ushering in Donald Trump and, now the justices he's put in. So he could have gone out a hero. There's been talk for years about problems there. But, whatever. He could have gone out and everybody would have said, Wayne, here's your gold watch. Have a nice retirement. Thanks for your decades of service.
Yeah.
That's all down the drain now.
His
reputation is shot. You get the feeling that he is hanging on because everybody wants him to leave. He's doing it just to spite the people who want to force him out and let them know that they can't do that. We've talked to people with intimate knowledge of what's happening within the NRA. And what they tell us is Mr. LaPierre is not calling the shots there on a day-to-day basis. Before the revelations of Josh Powell's sexual harassment allegations and problems, so all those decisions were made by Powell and William Brewer, the outside counsel who's sucking millions of dollars out of the NRA, and who is, by the way, no friend at all of gun rights or GOP politics. He's a big supporter and a big contributor to Democrats all over the country.
Right.
So who made this decision? Was this a Wayne decision to hire this guy named Wade Callender out of the video game industry? I don't know. Was it a William Brewer decision? I don't know that either, but it seems more likely that than not. Again, pure speculation.
Right.
That jives with the kinds of things we hear.
I am telling you. This guy will be. I guess we'll see what he's got. Will he be in a public position?
That has not been a very public position in the past. The NRA-ILA as a whole has always kept its head down. Chris Cox had a very public facing position as head of that, and the number two guy at NRA, long considered Wayne's heir apparent. And he was always a prominent speaker at the annual meetings, and he would do videos in terms for commercials and an NRA TV when that was still a thing and all that. So he was really the only public face of the NRA ILA.
Right.
So I'm not sure whether Callender is going to be doing any of that. If past is prologue, I would expect not.
Right.
But still, you'd need somebody with legislative background in that job. That does not seem to be a learn as you go type of gig.
Now you got to be able to, you just about have to hire from the swamp for that one.
You would think you need a swamp dweller to deal with everybody else in the swamp.
Yeah.
Chris Cox he wasn't a senator. He was a congressman, wasn't he?
I don't
some
know.
Some Washington elected official.
Yeah. He knew the people. You got to know the people.
Exactly.
To wheel and deal, you got to know the people. So,
yeah, the fact is you need people who know the corridors of power and can has the Rolodex to call the people who you need to call.
Influence them. We're running out of time here. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. As always, it was stimulating.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you as I just go on my little rant. I've been storing some of this up for the past weekend. So that's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.